The City Council approved further study of three extension routes for the downtown streetcar system. Transportation Chair Russ Johnson said the corridors chosen were practical.
I am very confident that this recommendation is a viable, practical plan to move forward that we can get federal funds.
Legal advisor Doug Stone said that doesn't let local taxpayers totally off the hook.
The gist is we're talking about 50% local funding, 50% non-local funding.
The proposed extensions are two eastward branches, Independence Avenue and in the 31st Street Linwood corridor, and a south extension as far as Waldo. The council also began to consider a plan to take over management of the Kansas City Museum, separating it from Union Station. The partisan Donnybrook over health care continued in Jefferson City. Governor Nixon invited legislative leaders to talk about expanding Medicaid. Republican leaders said, okay, we'll hold another hearing at the Capitol with you as the only witness. Democrat Nixon balked at the format and turf, to which GOP House Medicaid Chair Jay Barnes responded.
Legislative committees meet in this building. That's the appropriate setting.
Meanwhile, the governor announced that Missouri will honor President Obama's request to allow some initially banned insurance policies to still be sold through 2013. Missouri Insurance Director John Huff added,
and if the insurance company has already discontinued that product or withdrawn it from the market, then we've built a process to help the insurance company move very quickly to get that plan approved with the regulator and then make it available to consumers.
Kansas Insurance Commissioner Sandy Prager declined an invitation to participate in a White House discussion of problems with the Affordable Care Act.
It's a huge honor to be invited to the White House, but I want to make sure that we use the president's time wisely and that we are really able to have a constructive and meaningful dialogue.
Prager said the problem is that the insurance industry still doesn't have a unified position on what to do about the rollout problems. Teresa York, former administrator of Jackson County's Circuit Court, pleaded guilty to embezzling from the government. In total, she was accused of stealing $140,000. Kansas U.S. Attorney Barry Grissom said it was another example of an increasing trend toward violating the public trust.
Anyone out there who may have any information about anything that's going on that they think is a little out of the ordinary, a little fishy, you know, don't be shy.
For those who are not shy, the FBI has a website and a hotline where suspicions may be reported. Wrapping up the week, Missouri carried out its first execution in nearly 3 years. Convicted racist killer Joseph Paul Franklin died by lethal injection at 12:01 a.m. Wednesday. In sports, the Unified Government of Wyandotte County, Kansas City, Kansas, announced plans to buy and renovate the Community America Ballpark, where the T-Bones play, in return for a long-term lease. And Sporting Kansas City, one game away from the championship match, prepared to play the Houston Dynamos tonight in the Eastern Conference Final. This is KCUR.